Well, yeah, I mean, you see with Cookie, it seems to be whatever you throw on his plate and whatever you challenge him with, he can adapt his game and change his game to that. He's not played a huge amount of 2020 cricket for Essex particularly, so it's obviously it's hard to gauge whether he's a good 2020 player, but you can see from his ODI form, he's developed scoring areas, he's developed scoring shots, and he's played some fantastic one-day innings for us. And a lot of this game's a mental game, we all know that, so he's obviously a very strong mental character and can adjust his game to any format. I'm not really sure what you're asking me. Is anyone in the squad's available for selection, but obviously I'm not going to talk about selection before the game. Well, he's available for selection, but obviously the guys don't know the side because we don't know the injury concerns that how the guys are going to pull through. So we'll discuss selection today, and the guys will be told tomorrow before the game. So I can't really feed much more back to you than you already know. Ravi's got a sore back and hamstring that he obviously missed yesterday's game with, and there's a couple of guys who have pulled up a little bit stiff from yesterday's game, which obviously you'd expect a 50 over game's hard work on the body, but that's where the medical team come into their own and work hard today, and hopefully, touch wood, that everyone will be fit for selection tomorrow. Obviously KP showed some great form opening the batting in the one day stuff, and he's adapted his game to that, and obviously back-to-back 100 shows that he's in confidence and he's got a lot of form. The balance of the side again is going to have to wait to see how everyone pulls up, and I probably wouldn't expose the team's plans before the toss tomorrow, but he's a confident batter at the moment, and a confident KP means that he's good for England. No, not at all. I mean, I've got the 2020 job. I've been trusted in that position. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and whoever comes into the side, you want them to perform. You pick the best team to walk onto the field who you think can win that particular day. And whoever comes into that side, you hope that they do well and you hope that they perform. Well, I haven't needed to, really. There's no reassurances needed to be given. I mean, Cookie's been coming to replacement of the squad. We've worked closely as three captains, as we have done for nearly a year now, and that doesn't change overnight. Yeah, I mean, I look through the squad and it excites me. I mean, you look at the guys who've come into the setup of recent times. Joss Butler's won game after game for Somerset. Bairstow strikes the ball beautifully. We've seen that on the international stage. Jade Dernbach's got a brilliant Yorker, a great slow ball. So we've got guys who are coming into the 2020 team and offering a huge amount. Samit Patel has shown good form on this one-day tour, both with bat and ball. So it's exciting going onto the field, knowing that you have that trust in your guys to perform, and that's what it's about. As long as players know their roles and know what's expected of them, they have enough talent to be able to produce out on the field. No, I'm not going to. I probably can't digress into that too much. I think that's quite personal to the team. Obviously, don't want to comment too much on injury problems, but as we're hoping they'll come through okay and rest up well today and be fine for tomorrow. No, it was voluntary today. It was, if you wanted to have a hit, you could. If you wanted to lie by the pool, you could.